Hello, this is Pandara speaking. I am the solo voice actress featured within these audios. All the characters that I play are always 18 plus, and each scenario that I act out is always going to be fantasy based and not meant to depict real life scenarios. With that all out of the way, I hope you enjoy the audios. Bye.
I gotta also add that the consent, yo, these characters consent fully. The characters consent. This is fine. Okay, this is consented. Fegs. God damn it, Patreon.
Damn. Mother's gonna kill me for this. Seriously, no matter how long I work on this question, it just seems to be more and more complicated. I'm gonna fail. I really am gonna fail. And all of this work that I put in would have been for no reason. Okay, hold it together. Hold it together. But if I feel this, I'm gonna have to go back home and see Mom and that stupid old man's face, and I just... No, I can't. Let me try going through it one more time. I'm sure it's just some sort of mishap. I've got this. Obviously, I've got this. This has been the last 2 years of my life. This is fine. Everything is fine. Just focus. Take things one step at a time, just like Uchida said. Things are okay. First, we carry the two. Multiply it. Then we... times the six. And take the last number and use it for a placeholder here. Now we need to find out what Y would be. And how would we do that? I... God damn it, I don't fucking know!
Silence in the library, please, darling.
Sorry. 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 I need more caffeine. I'm gonna be doing this question for hours now. Shit. I can't feel this, and I can't go back home. I really don't want to see them. They're gonna continuously bug me about my studies and how I should have applied myself more. Well, bitch, if you were in my situation in this current day and age, you'd understand how different it is and how hard it is, okay? Look, it's not easy, bitch. It's not fucking easy to do this thing, okay? And I'm doing advanced levels and you don't understand what I'm going through. And,
I won't repeat myself again.
Sorry. Sorry. Fuck. Let's take it from the top. Carry the two. And then we... What the fuck did we do with the two? Fuck. God, please tell me you haven't already damned my fate to just work in fast food restaurants or 9-to-5 jobs at fucking Tesco. I swear to God, please. You wouldn't give me that kind of fate right now, would you? After all the work I've put in, after the countless, countless amounts of procrastination, and yet I still get those assignments in on time, I still put in work. I swear, please don't tell me you've already damned my fate. It can't end this way. Oh, my academic year cannot end this way. Oh. I swear, if that's what this is, I will become a Satanist and rebuke you. And rebuke all Christians in my fucking life, okay? So let's not cause that kind of discord in my life, please, God. I ask you with utmost respect, don't... Hey. Sorry. I didn't notice you were... Why were you there without saying anything? Oh, I'm glad you find my midlife crisis amusing. Yeah, this shitty final exam next week. I decided this is going to be the one thing I don't procrastinate. And, you know, it's going really well. I'm getting a total of 0 questions done, and I've been stuck on this question for the past hour or so. I'm gonna end up having to be here until closing time, and I can't afford to let that happen. Even though I'm supposed to be studying, the new Hell of a Boss episode's coming out, and I really need to find out what happens between Stolas and Blitz. I have priorities here, dude. So, yeah. You being here isn't really helping too. Are you studying as well or something? Huh. Well, I appreciate the checkup. As you can see, my life is spiraling and crumbling in front of me. So, you know, I don't really want you to witness it currently. Maybe we can hang out tomorrow, if you're down. Actually, never mind. Fuck. I'm gonna be just studying, basically, throughout the day. Next week, okay? Fuck a de-stressor. I need to pass this. Seriously, I can't end up going back home to live with my fucking parents again. Especially not my old man. Especially not him. He's not my real fucking father. And I'll never accept him as that. And he keeps on trying to force his way into my life. And I don't like that. It's always, hey, kiddo, how are the exams going? Hey, kiddo, how's the studying going? I hope you're doing good. Leave me alone. You don't have any connections to me. The only reason you even fucking talk to me is because you're banging my mom. Fucking damn it. Oh, how it absolutely thrills me that you find so much pleasure in the fact that I sound like some sort of angsty teen when I'm talking about my daddy issues, despite me being in my 20s. Oh, wow. How fucking thrilling it is for you to make the same joke again on how I don't look my age and then compare me to some fucking MILF. Do I sound like a goddamn MILF? Huh? You shouldn't be fucking looking there. You know that, right? Oh, put a dick in it. No, not in... Okay. I am one with my body, and my body is one with me. Deep breaths in... and out. Okay. I'm going to do my work now, okay? So if you don't mind, ever so kindly, just... excuse the French, but fucking off, please. Thank you. I really need to get this question done. Like you can help with it. Seriously? I bet you can't. Yeah. Oh, well, mate, I'm very glad you asked because you're a little fucking thick in the cranium, don't you think? What do you study again? And what's your average score on exams? Not fucking good enough. Sure, mommy and daddy told you that too, right? Fucking bellend. Ugh, my British is not showing. Look. Help me with the fucking question if you're gonna help me with it, please. About bloody time. Okay, I am watching. 6y plus 13 equals 8y minus 29. But why? Why does it get 8? How did it get to 8y? Just... okay. Minus 8y on both sides. Minus 2y. Then plus 13. What next? But why would I decide to change it? But that doesn't make any bloody sense. Like, right now, what I see on my paper, right? is a bunch of rigmarole. How am I supposed to understand all of this with these different... Like, how do I know when to subtract it? Why do I need to subtract it? Why am I doing the opposite of it? I don't... Okay. Fine. Minus 13, and then... Minus 13 from the... Minus... I... Do the rest. Do the rest and I'll watch. And I'll try my best to understand whatever nonsense you have going on. Alright, slow down. You've lost me already. Oh, right, no, I know I talked about you being dense, but this is fucking difficult. Just because you understand it, me... Oh, piss off, mate. Look, just... Just do it, please. And thank you. Okay, so why does Y equal 21? What happened there? Why is Y equal to 21? Why did they decide to add Y into numbers? I don't get why they decided to make things even more complicated. For what fucking reason? Well, I'm actually at my job. And whatever fucking job this dumb fuck degree lands me in. When am I gonna find out what the fuck Y is? It's necessary. It's necessary. Oh, fuck off. You sound just like my mom right now. Which isn't a good thing. I get that it's necessary to pass, but... When is it necessary in the long run? I can't just... Maybe it's because I think like that I can't understand it, because I can't commit to it fully. It's always been a fucking issue. I'm too busy thinking about why this, why that, when am I going to use this, when am I going to use that, that I never seem to be able to actually get the motivation to finish it. So then I just have to force myself. And that's annoying. I mean, I pass and everything, you know, but it just never really feels like a win, I guess. It just feels like, huh, on to the next thing. But hey, end goal is getting a degree and finally getting my mom an old man off my fucking back. Even though I'm an adult, she still wants to baby me so much. Thinks I'm not ready. Thinks I am not cut out for this. Jeez. Overprotective isn't even a strong enough word for someone like her. She doesn't want me to be reckless and shit like that, but I don't know. Being reckless feels like the only bloody good thing to do. I mean, what fucking else can you do in this dumb fuck town apart from getting pissed and hanging out with friends and fucking the first guy you see at a pub? Not that I go out into just fucking... yeah, you get it. I don't know. I just... All my life feels like it's been dictated by my mom, and... Fucking tired of the bitch always doing that. I can make decisions for myself. And when I'm making these reckless decisions and shit like that, feels like the only bloody time I have control of my life. I mean, the fucking reason I'm going to this fucking university is because of her. Reason why I'm doing this stupid topic is because of her. I still let her control certain aspects of my life, and I need to break free of that. Before I do that, I really, really need to get this studying done. So, thanks for letting me pour my heart out, dude. And for helping with this bugger of a question. I'll get back to it. Do you know who I am? Fuck a break, dude. I need to get this done first. I'm working on distress all the time.
like 90% of the time that I'm studying is usually under stress. Going out isn't going to help me. I promise you that. I'll be thinking about question 2 from this stupid fucking book. Guarantee that. Talking from experience. I guess I do need some sort of de-stressor, but alcohol is just gonna make shit worse. Sleeping's gonna make me wake up in a panic because I didn't fucking get this shit done, and I probably slept through the episode of, Hell of a Boss. Not really much else, huh? Yeah, no, fuck getting pissed at a club right now. That is for the weekend before my exam. Oh, fuck if it's a good idea or not. Still fucking doing it. Just mind your own business, yeah? Let me know when you're actually into having fun in your life. Oh, come on. I mean, sure, I study all the time. Doesn't mean that I don't know how to have fun. Oh. Those are fighting words, you know? Those are fucking fighting words. Really want me to prove it? Okay. Gotta be quiet, though. Librarian bitch over here is a little upset that I had a few outbursts. Okay. Take my hand. I'll show you how to have some fucking fun. You fucking bet I will. Come on. Alright. Yeah, this is good. I'll fucking teach you not to challenge me, prick. What's the matter, mate? Can't keep up already? Wow. Disappointing. Oh, someone's pitching a fucking tent down there. Need some help with that. Oh, go on, use your words. I ain't deaf, you know. There you go. Right. Well, I'll take them off for you, but I mean, you got 2 hands. You can do it yourself, can't you? Go on then, love. Let's see if it's as big as it felt, yeah? Oh, remember, keep your voice down, yeah? Don't really want to get in trouble right now. It's the only study place I got. Too many distractions at home, you see. I'd probably binge watch shows the entire day instead of studying. Oh, there you go. Don't be shy. That's it. Not bad. Not bad at all. You're defo on the bigger side. Let's see if you're a quick shot, though. Let's see. I'll start you off nice and slow. You ready for me? Things moving too fast for you. Don't get shell-shocked now. You're the one who wanted to do this little challenge. But hey, if you want me to stop, I like your eagerness. Eagerness is hot. Really hot. Just a little more saliva for that rod of yours. Hi. So, how does my hand feel wrapped around it? Way different than your hand, right? You gotta focus on keeping your voice down, though. Oh, you ain't gotta worry about me. I'm practically an expert. Yep, lying through my goddamn teeth. I'm actually a screamer. But oops. Spoilers. I like those little whimpers. That's really cute, actually. So, don't really get hand jobs in libraries much, do you? No, I can tell. Very inexperienced at dealing with this. You're making a hell of a lot of noise down there. I must be all the pre-cum you're leaking. Oh, are you an exhibitionist? Are you into doing shit like this in public? Where anyone can see us? I can see your cock out and my hands stroking it. Can see the mess you're making on my hands. You fucking pervert. I'm into it too. Oh, hard to concentrate on both, huh? Yeah, I'll speed it up to compensate. So I feel, darling. Good? Oh, I can hear that it feels good, sweetie. You like this pace? You want it a bit faster? Or a little slower? Savor the experience before you blow your load too quickly in my hand. This is a nice pace. You can feel my fingers press against your shaft before reaching back up to your tip. Oops. Hopefully I didn't say that too loud. Oh, glad you think I'm good at this. You know, maybe this really was the de-stressor I needed. I don't need to give a fuck about that test or studying right now. I just need to think about how much more your cock is pulsing in my hand right now. Oh, you want me to go faster? I mean, I would, but right now things don't seem very fair. After all, what am I getting right now? I mean, no satisfaction in teasing your cock like this. But a girl has her needs too, you know. So, how about... I slip your cock in between my thighs. Or, would you much rather fuck my tits instead? After all, you're the little pervert who keeps on saying I have the body of a MILF. So, what's it gonna be? Might wanna hurry. If you blow your load too soon, or if we get caught, you won't get pleasure of doing either of those. Oh. Boobs are this then. If you last long enough, you'll get the opportunity to do both. My gift to you for lasting for so long. However, I'm not taking my shirt off, so... I'll just have to sleep you in underneath. Try not to pre-cum too much. I need to leave in this shirt, so be careful. You feel really warm in between them. Oh, I'm glad my tits are better than you imagined. You're a pervert for imagining it, though. I might actually stop because of that. I'm only joshing. I'm glad you're honest. Your tip keeps on bumping against my shirt. Do you take pride in being this big? You could really hurt a girl, you know. Oh, that's flattering you think I can take big cocks like that. The truth is a little different, though. Oh, don't worry. So, first, alright? I'll squeeze my tits together. Jerk you off with them. Is this what you wanted? Voice down. Oh, wow. What the noise this is making. We might get caught soon, you know. Oh. Did it just get harder? You are such a pervert. I like that. God, my arms are getting tired. It takes a lot of effort, you know, to jerk off your entire cock. Have you no sympathy? Change positions? You want to feel in between my thighs then, huh? I'm wet enough down there as is. So, I think I'm ready. Let me just milk out a bit more pre-cum out of you. Bring you a little closer to the edge. You know, this act is actually really arousing. All right, let me get off my knees. Help me up. Thank you. Now let me wrap my arms around you. Oh, fuck, you are warm. Okay, now spread open just a little. Alright. Slide on in between. Fuck. Okay. Now you just press against my clit a little. Put a little too good. Ready? I'll do the moving for us. Okay, fuck. Sorry. I almost forgot where I was for a second. Right. Well, I did say I was a screamer, darling. Let's continue. Oh no, sorry. No sex. Well, because no matter how much I talk about fucking random guys at pubs, I am still an incredible virgin. And I'm still waiting for the right one. And honestly, fucking in a library is hot, but not exactly how I envision losing my first. So, if you don't mind, we can continue down here against my thighs, or I can just leave you with the biggest pair of blue balls. Your call, darling. But make it soon. My hips are already starting to rock a little. Ah, that's a good choice. If you want, you can start to thrust a little as well. I want to see how that feels. God, you don't have to be so fucking violent. Well, because you're being loud, idiot. The fuck, that was hot. It was actually getting quite close. Oh my God, fuck. Is it too late to say I'm a squirt or two?
Am I interrupting something?
Oh, shit, okay. Yeah, now's the part where we run, darling.
Hello, my darlings. I hope you all enjoyed this audio. Thank you all so much for listening to it.
And I hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful start to the month. We are now officially halfway through the year already. Literally just been fucking flying through the year. Christmas is going to be here no time. Fucking Halloween and New Year. Oh my god. Things are just going by really, really quickly. And it's a little scary, honestly. I think I mentioned that before, but, you know, still along for the ride. I hope everyone is doing good, you know, I hope everyone's still hanging on and they're strong. If there are hardships, then, you know, I hope they're sorted out soon. But always remember, you know, that in life, there are always going to be bad days. However, there are always, always going to be good days. Because as long as there are good days, there are bad days. As long as there are bad days, there are also good days. If you're currently going through a bunch of bad days, it's only a matter of time before things start to look up and things start to get better. It will always turn out right, you know. There will always come a good day that'll bring light into the dark, you know. So keep on hanging in there. I'm very proud of you all. And here's a little question of the day, which is, what is everyone's favorite genre of video games? Is it fighting? Is it mystery? Is it horror? Is it FPS? What are your favorite, you know, what are your favorite genres of video games? That's all from me, my darlings. I thank you all so much for being here once again. And yeah, that's all she wrote. Bye.